something about it?
Started day of the Torah way in Northwest London, Tuesday, 11th of the year, 2nd of May, Rabbi Yeshua Shimshon Brunner, Shlita, Shinami Mokum. This week's Torah way has been sponsored anonymously.
B'shus Avimoi, Chalzum Zayin, B'shus Kol HaKodesh Hazeh, Yisar Sheyesh Nampoi, Vashay Nenampoi, Pesa Poisim Echoi Rachsanya, Rachsanya Shatayu, the Beis Medrash, for hosting this Choshev program. We're going to discuss today, Mitzvah Shem, the halacha of Shinu Mokum. Shinu Mokum is brought down be'ikah for three inyanim in Yoni Orichayim. Shinu Mokum is changing location. First inyan is Negev, it's brought down in the middle of eating bracha v'shayin. A person makes a bracha on a food or drink, and then he changes location. Does he have to make a new bracha? The second place where we find Shinu Mokum is Negev, is Kiddush Mokum Suda. The halacha is Kiddush and Suda have to be in the same place. If one doesn't have Kiddush in the place of his Suda, he's not Yaitza. So we have to know what's called, what's the Gedda of Mokum. And the third place where we find this Negeh is for benching. Benching has to be a B'mokum Suda. A person ate a washed, he had bread, he had a meal, he has B'chsamazin. The B'chsamazin has to be benched in the place where a person ate. So we're going to start with the first thing in which we mentioned, Shinu Mokum for Brachas. So it's a Gemara in Psachim. The Gemara says, Oysam B'nei Adam Shekidshu B'beis HaKnesses. There used to be a minig. Today some shuls still have the minig. But used to be they made kiddush in the shul. Friday night after davening, they would make kiddush. Why would they make kiddush in shul? Everyone has to make kiddush at home anyway. Why did they make kiddush in shul? So the Gemara says they were oichim. They were guests who never had where to stay. And they would stay in the shul and have the suit in the shul. So they had the suit in the shul and they needed kiddush. So there was kiddush made in shul. So the Gemara discusses someone who listened to kiddush. And he drank wine even. And now he comes home. Oysam b'neodam, shekitshu b'beis ha'knesses. The Gemara says, Omar Rab, yedeyayin lo yotsu. Yedeyayin lo yotsu means they're not yotsu, they did not fulfill the chiyuv of wine, which means if they come home and they want to drink more wine, they have to make a new bayi pergofen. Even though they've already made a bayi pergofen in shul, where they drank the wine, but since they're going home, shinu mokayim, they need a new bracha. That the Gemara, also the Gemara brings a braisa. Since when they made a bracha in shul, the shul was in one building, now they're going home to a different building, so the bracha which they made in shul is no longer valid, and if they want to drink more wine at home, they have to make a new bracha. Now the Gemara's case is they're going to a different place, but lav dafka hu adin, if a person makes a bracha and he comes back to the same place, he also has to make a new bracha. Once he's left his location, his bracha terminates. Lav dafka wants to continue a different place, hu adin if he will come back to the original place. And not only that, even das doesn't work. Even if a person made the bracha, he had das, that he's going to go out or come back, it doesn't matter. As soon as he leaves his location, he loses the bracha. And the why is because the people who made the bracha on wine in shul, they knew that they couldn't drink more wine at home. They had das when they made by Bagova that they could drink more wine. And still the Gemara says that if they want to drink more wine at home, they need a new bracha. What is the reason that a person changes location? Why does he have to make a new bracha? What's wrong with this first bracha? So what if he left? So what if he went out? So what if he came back? What's the difference? Why can't he make a bracha in one place? And the bracha should cover whatever he wants to eat or drink somewhere else. So the reason is, in Chayotim is Mavua, that the reason is Hesachadas. Just like we know when a person makes a bracha, and then he decides he's finished eating or drinking, if he decides 100% he's not eating or drinking anymore, now he has to make a new bracha. Says the Chayotim, Shinu Mokum is a form of Hesachadas, which means, since it's common, that when a person leaves his place, he finishes eating or drinking. It doesn't have to be, but it's common. So it seems from the Chayotim, there's a Gedda V'loi Peluk. Since it's a common thing, that when a person leaves his place, he finishes eating. So even though he knew that he's not finished, and even if he had specific das, he had specifically in mind that he wants to continue, that Shinu Mokum is Mechayev a new bracha. Not only that, Mishabu brings from the Chayotim, it's in Mekufa Inches, Tzivkot Lamites, that even if a person takes his food with him, As he's leaving, he takes his food with him. He wants to continue eating the second place. He has to make a nebuch. What can be a bigger decision not to finish eating than taking the food with you? And still, because he changed his location, he has to make a nebuch because there's a loy plug. Since leaving your location sometimes terminates the achila, so therefore there's a loy plug that even if you have specifically in mind that you don't want to finish, you plan to continue, you still have to make a new bracha. So we're going to get to it. We're going to soon get to when it applies. But yeah, even if you have das to finish in a different place, the people who made kiddush in shul, they knew that they want to drink more wine at home. And still the Gemara says that the oisam and the onshe kitchu beisakneses, they want to drink more wine when they get home, they got to make a new bracha. Now the Gemara is talking about a case from different buildings. So the shul was in one building, they went home was a different building. But who adin mibayis lechutz? Even if you're not going to a different building, you make a bracha in your house, and then you go out of your house from inside to outside, is also shinemakom, and so too from outside to inside. The person makes a bracha in the street, and then he goes into his house, he'll have to make a new bracha. Any change of location, from either from a house to another house, or from inside house to outside house, or from outside to inside house, requires a new bracha. Now this is all changing from, like we said, from in the house to out the house. What's the halacha? If a person stays in the same house, he doesn't change houses. So there's two different categories. There's mepina lepina. Mepina lepina means staying in the same room, going to a different part of the room. And there's mecheda lecheda, from one room to another. The halacha of mepina lepina is that the Gemara says, ha da'amet shinamakim tzarech avoch, lo yishonu ele mebayis lebayis, avol mepina lepina loy. The way we have the gersa in the mashah, that is the gersa, mepina lepina, does not require new bracha. And that's it, that's a mefurish Gemara. And of course, once it's a mefurish Gemara, there could be no chaylik on it, and that is halacha lemaisa. Person makes a bracha in one part of the room, and then he wants to continue eating in a different part of the same room. It's mutter lechatchila, and he doesn't make a new bracha, even if he never had to ask to go there, and even if he's not roi mekaymai. Let's say there's a big unit in the room blocking his view from one end to the other. Once anything is in one room, it's considered one place, and there's no dinim shinamakim in one room.
What was the car, did you say? Why is a car in another location?
A car?
A car is outdoors.
We didn't mention the car. Not yet. We're going to get to a car later. Time permitting. Now, what's the halacha of mecheda lecheda? So, mecheda lecheda, the Shulchan Aruch shit is that a person goes from one room to a different room in the same house, he has to make a new bracha. Shulchan Aruch is going from one room to another room is exactly the same as going from one house to another house. And actually, usually, when the Gemara says bias, bias really means a room. We know from mezuzah. The pasuk says, "Savtamal mezuzah is beisarech v'shrecha." Is there anyone you know who only has a mezuzah on the front door of his house? It says beisarecha. Why do people put mezuzahs on every room? The answer is because a bias means cheder. Usually in the Gemara, when it says bias means a room, and that is the shita of Shulchan Aruch. They're going from one room to another. Mecheder lecheder is exactly the same as going from one house to another, and requires a new bracha. According to that, or a person makes a bracha on an apple or on a drink in his dining room, then he wants to go into his kitchen, he has to make a new bracha. The Bi'alocha, as Ma'ari points out, that the Olam are not knowing like this. The Bi'alocha says he didn't see people who make a new bracha when they go from one room to another. And the Bi'alocha comes to the Ma'ari Gagoinus and says, we're not going to go into now, and says it's really toil on two gisses in the Gemara, and he makes it a machoikis v'shoinim, and therefore he comes to Alocha Lamaisa, that even though the Chatchili should be very careful not to go mecheda lecheda, because if you go mecheda lecheda, you have a shayla of a new bracha. However, if you did go from one room to another, you won't make a new bracha, because there's a kral, sovik bracha sahakal. Sovik bracha sahakal means, since brachas adrabanon, most brachas besides brachas amazon adrabanon, the halach is, when you have a doubt, in the chiyuv of adrabanon, we go lahakal, and we say you're not mechuyuv. So to him also, sovik bracha sahakal, since it's a machloikis, you won't make a new bracha. Just to point out, the Sovet Baruch Zahakel is more chomer, is different than Sovet Dabon al Hakel. By the crown of Sovet Dabon al Hakel, there's no Issam being Mahmet. Let's say a person of Cholomo Yitzukas, he shook the Abaminim, and afterwards he has a Sovet, a proper Sovet, he has where the Abaminim kosher or not. So the Lacha is Sovet Dabon al Hakel. He's not Mokhoyet to shake the Lulav Esrug again. Lulav and Esrug and Cholomo Yit is only Medabon, and the Torah says, the Kachlechem by Yemarishan, Medarais is only the first day. Any on Cholomoyed is only Dabonon, Sovik Dabon Lahakal. But if he wants to, he's allowed to be Machmet. If he wants to shake Lulav Esrug again, of course he's allowed to, and he'll get Schafrit. He's not Mechuyev, but he's allowed to. But by the crown of Sovik Brachas Lahakal, not only you're not Mechuyev to say the Bracha, B'makam Sovik, You're not even allowed to. And the reason is, because if it's not a bracha, if you're not mechuyev in that bracha, so then the bracha is going to be a bracha of atala. And a bracha of atala is a very chomotik issa based on the pasuk of Laisisa. And since it's a very chomotik issa, so the tzad that you might be over the issa bracha of atala outweighs the tzad that you might be eating without a bracha. Anytime a person is mesubik, did he make a bracha or did he not make a bracha? Is he mechuyev? Is he not mechuyev? The halacha is, he eats and he doesn't make a bracha, even though he might be eating without a bracha. But the issa of making bracha of atala is so chomotik that outweighs the possibility that he might be in without a bracha, and therefore he's not allowed to make a bracha misafik. What should a person do? Let's say a person doesn't feel uncomfortable in eating, but the possibility of eating without a bracha. Person went mecheder lecheder, went from one room to a different room, so he can't make a new bracha, but he feels uncomfortable to continue eating where maybe he's eating without a bracha. Says a few etzes. Mishabu brings one etzah.
Go outside.
Oh, we're going to get to Mishabu brings etzah in Kuf Samach Zayin, that you can ask someone to be maitzu. If you have someone who's making that same bracha that you need, you can ask him to be maitzu. And he'll be yaitzu with Shemei HaKoina. Al atzad yo mechuyev, you'll be yaitzu Shemei HaKoina. Al atzad yo mechuyev. So you're just hearing a bracha and you're answering omi, you're not doing anything wrong. Another eitzu would be to eat something which you definitely did not have das to eat. So even though very often a person makes a bracha, he has das to eat whatever he might find. But there's certain things nobody sits down to eat. Let's say a person wants to take a piece of a drop of honey. Nobody eats honey by itself. So he definitely didn't have to ask when he made his shahakoil to eat honey. So he could take a bit of honey. Honey is shahakoil. Let's say if he had, in the case where he made a bracha shahakoil on a drink and he went from one room to another, so he's not sure if he has to make a new bracha, he could take a bit of honey, make shahakoil, and it'll be on outside his mechuyev, he'll be yaitza with that. And the thought is, the yaitza.
He's going with Siso. If he doesn't need to make this bracha, then why was he making a bracha on the honey just because he's got sufik on
it? So you're asking it's a bracha shein tzricha. To make a bracha on the honey is bracha shein tzricha. Why is it bracha shein tzricha?
Because the masa is that you only got the masa for sufik on the first bracha, whether you need to make another bracha or not. And now you're going out of your way to go find something that you didn't need to make a bracha on in order to pater it.
You're allowed to go out of your way to make a bracha. Every time you eat, you're not mechuyev to eat. Any time you want to eat, you don't have to eat.
No, but you're not eating the honey because you wanted. You eat
so
the
eating Hashem Shemaim. You're like the Rebbe made the bracha. He ate the apple just to make the bracha. So eating Hashem Shemaim.
Yeah, but it's a shalom lesisa also.
No, then why is it lesisa? The honey needs a bracha.
It's sad that you don't need to make the bracha.
No, but the honey definitely needs a bracha.
Yeah, but you're not eating the honey because
it doesn't matter. You're not eating it for that, so it's you'll get even muscha. You're eating mamish Hashem Shemaim.
If you've got a sofik in a hoetz or a mazonis or something, could you make a bracha on the shakel? We might see everything, so to speak.
It's a very good shayla. It's really machlokes shayla. Even though if you make shayla, you want to know if you have a sofik on the etzat oma or anything, can you take a shakel and be might see it? Yes. So it's really machlokes shayla. Everyone knows if you make shakel on any food, you're yoitza. There's machlokes shayla. What happens if you make a shakel on something which is the bracha is shakel, and you have das to pata something which is hoetz or adoma? Do we say, just like if you would have made shakel on that food, you would be yoitza? So to make shakel on a shakel, you have mind to pati yoitza? Or maybe not. Why would it be more chomer? Because maybe when you make shakel on ha'etz, yoitza, because if not, it'll be bracha levatala. The chachomer said yoitza, because otherwise it'll be bracha levatala. But here it's not going to be bracha levatala, because shakel has what to be chalon. And a chanam, if a person doesn't have any other yoitza, then it's better than nothing. You should do that. It's definitely better than nothing, because according to those who are showing him that it works, that will be a good yoitza. The third yoitza is, like we mentioned before, that you can go outside. Shinu Mokrim, you go outside, then you definitely have to make a new bracha. Person could go out his house, and he can come back in, and that way, he's for sure mechuyev of a new bracha. The only thing we should make sure is if he's going out of his house, he has to go to a place where he's not able to see any part of his house. Because since we say we're choishes that anything in one house is one room, that's why B'devri is not going to make a new bracha, because we're choishes that anything in one house does not require a new bracha. That means we're choishes that all the rooms are one room. All the rooms are like one room. So when you're Roy Mekoyma, you don't make a new bracha. So if a person is able to see his original place, it's not going to be, he didn't get out of the Savik. So if he wants to use that Eitzah, he has to go to a place where he's not able to see any part of the inside of his house. So that's how the Bialocha comes out. L'chatchilo yishmi machme mecheda lecheda, but b'dyevid you don't make a new bracha. And the Mishabu and Bialocha say there are two cases where it's even mutter l'chatchilo to go mecheda lecheda. Either you had das, when you made the bracha, you had asked to go into a different room, or you're able to be Roy Mekoymai. The two your rooms are Roy Mekoymai. Let's say a person makes bracha in his dining room right next to his kitchen, so that's Roy Mekoymai even without das. Either das without roi mekaymai or roi mekaymai without das, you don't need to make an brach. Even though we said das doesn't work for shinimokim, that's from inside the house to outside all the other round, or one house to another. But in one house, das works, and that will be the eitzah. Mishabur says two eitzahs where you won't have to make a new bracha, and it's even mutal lechatchila. It's either when you made the bracha, you had das to eat in a different room, or you're able to be roi mekaymai.
You need to have das every time. Can you never make a blanket?
So the same way, the Shwazitzchok, the close time of Shlomo Zalman, he brings down from Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Yashiv that if it's a common thing by a person that he goes out in the middle of eating to a different room, then that's like das. Das doesn't have to be, do you think, every time. If it's very common, let's say the parents eating supper at the table, and very often in the middle of supper, they have to go up to the children in the middle. So that's, since it's a common thing that happens, that's as if a person had das, they're being arrived from Halach and Sukkah. That doesn't have to be specifically each time you think. If that's a normal scenario by you, that's equivalent to having das.
So you mentioned twice about going outside, that you have to go away where you can't see. Once you said where you can't see your house, once you said where you can't see the inside of your
house.
The
inside, it has to be the inside of the house.
The inside, through the windows or
no, what? Anything through the windows is already called the inside of the house.
Close the door.
It has to be even seeing through the window. Once you can see through any part of the house, then it's already, you can't make a new bracha misafik, because that's roi mekayim. Since any part of the house we choishes is one makom, so who adin, if you're seeing any part of that makom, you can't make a new bracha. And even if the shades are closed, because the shades are usually on the inside of the house, so any part of the inside of the house that you're seeing. So someone asked in shir, what happens if there's someone blocking the window? It doesn't have to be a large person; it could be a few people. But that's the same thing. They're on the inside of the house. You're definitely seeing part of the inside of the house, so that won't help you. That won't be 100%. That won't be a solution.
So you just turn your back.
Turning your back is not enough. It's mavur in the bi'alocha that if you're in a position where you could see it, that's also like seeing it. When a person makes a bracha in his kitchen, when he made the bracha, he wasn't seeing his dining room, but had he turned around, he could have seen it. That's also, he's allowed to go in his dining room, l'chatchila. That's also called roi mekayim. Roi mekayim means the places are visible from each other, even if in the exact position that you weren't facing, and that's why you weren't able to see.
So how do you eat an apple in your front garden?
You can make a bracha in your front garden, eat in your front garden.
Stay inside the
house. You'll stay in your front garden. You want to know, you want to make a bracha in your front garden and go into your house?
No, you want to make a bracha in your front garden.
Okay. You make a bracha and the coffee in the kitchen, and then you come into the shir. So that's it. That's das. That's mutar lechatchila. Even if very good. Even if you can't see the kitchen from the shul, but that's das. Becheder lecheder with das is mutar lechatchila. What's halacha of going out for a very short time? What's halacha of a person leaves, but he leaves for a very short time? Mishabura says, "Afilu loy nishtay sham klal shetekev chazal mikoyim mission." Afilacha shina makom yikem. Mishabura says, even if you go out for a very short time, you lose your bracha. This thing that shina makom, you go from inside house to outside, you lose your bracha. Is even if you went for a very short time.
Now,
das doesn't help. When buying from inside to outside, das doesn't help. We said das only helps from mecheda lecheda. Das only works from one room to another. From inside, that we see from the Gemara. The Gemara's case, the people made the bracha on wine in shul. They knew they were going to have wine at home, and still the Gemara says they got to make a new bracha because das doesn't work from one house to another, or from inside house to outside the house. Now the Yaivetz writes in Moyek Tzia, he writes mefurish nalalei. He writes shinu mokum needs a bracha only if you're there for a long time. If you go to somewhere for a very short time, you don't lose your bracha. And he brings a rai from Loshen to Sefta, which choices bring down Hiflik. Hiflik means a long time. That the Ayavitz writes is very stark, and he writes there, Poshet Moid. He says, really, it's so simple. Lo yitzrachti l'kach. I really don't have to write such a thing. It's so obvious. Ela lohoitzi medas meshubash. I'm writing it to show you that I don't approve of some das meshubash, some kurma mensch, shehisvus connecti, who said very strong, not like me. Boye l'schoik ve'enai. He says, it was a joke in my eyes. Ki lo das v'lo yitzvunaboy. This person doesn't have any das. He didn't have basic common sense to think of a difference between hifrig and loyiflig. This is what comes from people who destroy the world. He writes very stark. Anybody who says that even for a short time you lose a bracha is because they take halachas for him and they don't learn halachas from the Makor and the Gemara and the Rishonim. Anybody who would see the Tesefta which traces down Hiflig would know that's only for a long time.
Now, benching. You go out, you look at washing and benching.
No, we're not. No, benching. You won't have to say Baruch Achoina. Shina Mokum only affects Baruch Hashoina. Baruch Achoina, one Baruch Achoina can pat to many Baruch Hashoinas. Now, the Ivets didn't mean the Mishnah Berurah. Firstly, the Ivets was just a long time before the Mishnah Berurah. And also, we know the Mishnah Berurah learned everything very good from the Sugyas. And we have here Krim Achoikas over. Mishnah Berurah did not agree to this din of the Ivets. Mishnah Berurah writes clearly that even if you go out for a very short time, that you still have to make a new bracha, and that's how we pass Kan Halacha L'Maisa. Let's say a person's eating supper, and in the middle, his wife comes home with the packages, he's a good husband, and he goes out to the car and offers to bring in the packages for his wife. The halacha is, he'll have to make a new bracha. Because the Shinu Makam, unless he was already Mekoymai, then he'll have to be a Safik, Roy Mekoymai works in Mitzadai, but he won't make a new bracha. But Halacha L'Maisa, if the person goes out, even for a short time, to bring in the post, to take out the dustbin, whatever it is, he loses his bracha because Shinu Makam we paskin is even for a very short time.
You can't have das.
Das doesn't work from inside to outside. Das only works from one room to another. Again, but yeah, it'll be very rare to make a new bracha because usually it's going to be Roy Makamai. And Roy Makamai, there's a suffix that it works, some hold it works even with Bayis the Chutz. And therefore, a person won't make a bracha. And again, you have to look for the other etzes. But he can't make a bracha, but Yeved, Roy Mekoyim, Rechishish, and Roy Mekoyim works even from inside to outside.
When he goes out for a minute, usually the door's open, he can see to the inside.
So if he can see, okay. Then Yeved, it's not Lechatchila. It's not Lechatchila because Roy Mekoyim is a big shaila if it works from inside to outside. But Yeved, he won't make a new bracha because Savik Bracha Sakal. But Lechatchila, which we don't rely on Roy Mekoyim from inside to outside. But Yeved, he won't make a new bracha. He has a Savik, so he should use one of the other etzes. Or either you can wait till he's finished eating and do the errand that he has to do, or you can look for the other etzes, which we said before. By the Chatzchilin, we don't rely on Riyas Mokrim from inside the house to outside. We only rely on Riyas Mokrim. The Chatzchilin, we only rely on it Mecheda Lecheda in the same house. Now, what's the halacha of an apartment building? This is a very big discussion, very negay. A person lives in a block of flats. He has Reuven's apartment and Shimon's apartment. Each one has it, both in the same building. How do we look at two flats in one building? Is it Mecheda Lecheda? Is it one room to a different room? And you can make a bracha in your flat and have das to eat in your friend's flat? Or do we say that two flats is like two different houses where das doesn't work? So this is a shaila that Mishabu says in a few places that the ghetto of Bayis is tachas gag echad, under one roof. So this is a machlekes in contemporary poskim, how to translate gag echad. Gag echad means under one roof. Is one roof what causes it to be one house? Anything under one roof is one house? Or is it just an assumption? Usually if it's under one roof, so it's one house. But if you know clearly that it's two different houses, it doesn't help that it's under one roof. This is an afkamina, a block of flats. Everybody knows that Reuven's flat or Shimon's flat is like two different houses. Do we say, but the fact it's under one roof makes it like one house, and therefore das will work even lechatchila, because mecheda lecheda works das even lechatchila? Or do we say that it's two different houses? This is a machlekes today's paiskim, and it's also machlekes in the hallway. Even those who hold that a house, that a different flat is like a different house, what is halacha of going from your flat to the hallway? Do we say, since it's out of your house, it's out of your flat, it's also like a different house? Or maybe it's different. Two houses, it's owned by different people. You don't have any shaykhs in ownership in your friend's flat. But the hallway, you also have shaykhs to. The hallway, it belongs to everybody who lives in the building. So maybe the hallway, even those who hold that a flat is like a different house, but maybe the hallway is like the same house. This is Machlokes HaPoskim. Rabbi Yashiv holds that even if you hold that the hallway is like a different house, but the place right outside your door, which is special for you, that means someone who leaves you a package, will leave it right outside your door. Nobody else has shaykhus to that area. The place outside a person's flat, right outside, where only he leaves his things there, is definitely considered part of his house. And that means das would work if a person goes out just to that area, even though he wasn't Roy Mekoymai, but das will work because that's like Mecheda Lecheda, it's like the same house, just a different room.
But Shabbos is not so. If they're only going with the Olam, he's allowed to carry. And if they're not the Jew there, he can't.
There's not time for everything, but just which halacha is Shinu Makom Negeya to? The Gemara says Shinu Makom, you need to make a new bracha. So we pass in it only applies to Dvorim She'ein Tuna Bracha Mekoyimam. That means there's two types of foods. There's a food that you eat that you're mechuyev to say the Baruch HaChoyin in the place that you ate, like bread. A person eats, we say he has to bench in the place that he ate. And then there's food that does not require the Baruch HaChoyin to be said. A person makes a hadam or shakar, he has a pack of chips or popcorn, these things, they're not mechuyev. It's recommended to say by nefesh is always before you leave, that way you won't forget. But there's no chiyuv to say the by nefesh is in the place where you ate. So we pass an halacha lemaisa that shinu makom is only negeya to foods that don't require Baruch HaChoyinim M'Kaymai. And the reason is, and once you left, you've disconnected yourself from the Makom Achila. However, if it's food that you're mechuyev to bench in the place that you ate, so even if you leave, we say you're constantly connected to the Makom Achila, and even though you leave, we see, we like there's imaginary string connecting you to the original place, and that's not considered that you left, you didn't disconnect yourself from that place. So therefore, bread, which you're mechuyev to bench in the place, your person leaves, and he, without a Baruch HaChoyinim, without person leaves in the middle of eating a bread meal, he will not make a new bracha. But if he ate, but then shinamokum is only minageya to buy nefashis foods. Now what about bracha which ala michya and the other shivas aminim? This is a machlekes. Is ala michya, shivas aminim, is it like bread that you have to bench in the place that you ate or drank the wine? And then it will have a kula that when you leave in the middle, you don't lose your bracha. Or is it not like bread? Halacha l'mais we paskin, lechatchila wants machmit to say, even the bracha of shivas aminim, ala michya, ala eitz, Alagafin in the place that he ate and drank, and if he leaves, he will not make a new bracha because we're choishish for the shittas that those require bracha choinim and koima, and therefore leaving in the middle is not shinimakim. The last halacha negated to shinimakim is heniach mitzvahs chaverim. The halacha is even though shinimakim requires a bracha, that's all a person's eating himself. If he's eating with other people, even one other person, he goes out and the other person is still there eating. When he comes back, he does not need a new bracha, the Gemara says. Heniach mitzvahim also connects him to the original place, and therefore, he won't make a new bracha. So to sum up, when will a person have to make a new bracha of shinu makarim? Only if he's eating devarim she'en to nebrachim imkaimam, if he's eating like boi nefashis foods, and he's eating by himself. Only those two conditions together are met, then he'll have to make a new bracha. However, if he's eating bread, which requires a bracha chayinim imkaimai, and misafik all the shivas aminim, or he's eating with other people, even if he's not eating bread, he won't have to make a new bracha. Now, Mishabur says, if a person eats less than the kazayas of bread, and then he leaves, then he does have halachos of shinu makom. Because the only reason bread is different is because it requires bracha to be said in a place that you ate. But less than the kazayas of bread, you don't bench on. A person will eat less than the kazayas, and then he leaves, he has to make a new bracha. Because less than the kazayas of bread is exactly like popcorn. Both don't require bracha choyin and the makom achila. And therefore, leaving is machayev in ubracha, and therefore, it's always a recommended etzah that a person, when he eats, when he washes, he has bread, he should right away for other reasons also. He should try to have a kazayis. Mishbu says even that it's toiv not to speak before he has a kazayis. Right away, he should have a kazayis. Bechtei achilas pras, approximately 3 minutes, he should have a kazayis of bread right away, because anything less than achilas pras is not considered achila. For achila, you need two things. It has to be a kazayis, and it has to be within the time which the Torah considers achila as an achila. He should eat the kazayis right away, and that way, even if he goes outside, he won't lose his bracha, because shinu makom only applies again when a person's eating devarim she'en tunu brachim mekayimai, food that does not require bracha choinim mekayimai, and he's eating by himself. If he's eating with other people, or he's eating devarim tunu brachim, he does not need a new bracha. We spoke out mecheder lecheder in the same house as the machlekes, lechatchilu wan shenogo mecheder lecheder, but Yevri won't make a new bracha. There are two cases where it's mutter lechatchilu to go to a different room. That is either if he had das to go there, or it's normal which is for him to do it, which is equivalent to das, or he's able to be oyim mekaymai. In those two cases, even mutter lechatchilu. However, but Yevri will never make a new bracha because mecheder lecheder vechayshish for the rishonim hold that it's like one makom. And then we said going out halacha lemaisa, there's no chilik for how long a person goes out, even for a very short time. As soon as he leaves his place, he loses his bracha. And the rest we have to leave for a different time.